This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Thursday. Yeah, it is Thursday. February 13th, 2025. Thursday the 13th.
Oh, that's good.
Thursday the 13th, the day before.
Oh.
You got to go spend about $150 for dinner. Another $100 for flowers. God, I'd love to see what that is now. Like, the inflation of... I'm not trying to get you all gloom and doom. I mean, it is what it is. Valentine's.
You're going to spend some money.
A dozen roses, $100, got to be, right?
Well, they're a little more now because, you know, the
tariffs.
What
about 18 wheels and a dozen roses?
Yeah. Could it change your mind?
It's a classic.
Well, if I had 2 dozen roses, could I change your mind?
Oh, if I told you I had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
Actually, I haven't heard anything about the roses going up. Off that initial round of tariffs, they were going to go up.
Yeah.
Because we get roses from Colombia or Brazil somewhere. I can't remember.
Maybe this year.
Everything's going up.
Instead of giving her a dozen roses, give her a dozen eggs.
Oh, my God.
They're roughly about the same price.
Dang it, what was the joke I saw?
American eggs, though. American eggs.
American eggs. Somebody said they're about to scramble some Cadbury eggs if they keep going up.
Oh, Lord.
I was thinking that might not be too bad.
Cadbury eggs should be a big pile of mess.
And I was doing that all day now. Maybe that's all the commercial was.
It was brilliant. You know, one that they I think about a lot, and I was very impressionable as a kid because I watched TV a lot. But I really, at a young age, started thinking about the commercials and stuff. Like it really, I would look in the background of commercials and just. I had a weird kind of tune in for that.
It's that marketing mind going to work.
I guess, but like the one with Mikey.
Mikey
doesn't like anything. Mikey likes it.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about those.
With the cereal. I think it was Life cereal.
Life or Kix, one of those?
Obviously, it didn't work out because I don't think either one of those. Is Kix still a...
Because Mikey likes it.
Yeah, because Mikey likes it. He doesn't like anything.
I think it might still be a cereal. Not
so,
sure.
Do you have a kid that doesn't like anything? He's going to like this stuff. Was that a zipper?
God, I hope so.
It was.
My
we'll
gosh.
Find out here in about 10 seconds if your nostrils are on fire.
Having a little breather room.
I'm dressed now. I'm here, ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille.
Do women say barn doors are open when their flies down? Like, do you have a cute little phrase for it? You say, hey, girl, your fly's down.
Yeah, I think that's... Our mama says that. That's the mama thing. Your barn door's open.
Oh, so your women do say down. Barn door, too?
Yeah, I imagine. Okay. Because right. We both have zippers in our pants.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we
know.
We don't wear just pull-ons all the time.
Yeah, but sometimes y'all zippers on the other side of the had, jacket, so that means it's a lady's jacket, except sometimes in Europe. Because I bought a jacket online several years ago, and I went to zip it up. I'm like... This is a lady's jacket because the zipper's on the other side. But then I looked it up, and sometimes European fashion people, whatever, will put it on the other side because, you know, the way they are.
Yeah, we button to the right, two men button to the left.
What is that about? Let's get that straight.
I'm not sure.
Let's screw the 20% difference in pay. Let's get the zippers on the... Can we get on the same side?
Let's not do that.
Everything's got to be divided. You across the aisle with your zipper. We're over here, dudes with ding-a-lings and zippers over on this side. We're already divided. Let's zip on the same side.
It should be equal.
Let's use...
Equal zippers, equal pay.
The same side of the road, internationally. Let's make that happen.
Yeah. I did see that Billy Bob Thornton wears ladies' jeans.
Well, I know a lot of people that wear lady jeans. I've dressed men wearing ladies' jeans before.
Well, that's what he said. Like, the size that he is, those are the most comfortable jeans.
Yeah.
The smallest male pair is too baggy.
If a guy wants to look sexy on stage, sometimes you put him in ladies' jeans.
I like to wear ladies' pants.
It sounds a little bit like Jessica White, though.
It goes in and out.
I put the butcher knife to her neck.
I got ladies' pants on, and that's what I like.
I'm also Alan Jackson's oldest son.
You know, it's funny you mentioned about Valentine's is or Valentones.
Valentine's.
There was a local
Valentones.
Local news personality that quickly threw in on TV yesterday. They're like, you know, Valentine's is coming up, and well, I just tried to find a reservation. Everybody's all booked up, so you know, be careful, folks. Try to get a reservation. And I'm like, I know what you're doing, buddy. They're gonna call you up now and say, hey. We just found a table.
Yeah, come on out. We've got a table for you.
Yeah, if you want to bring your hot wife out.
Well, that never works when we do that.
Yeah, it really does.
I've used that same tactic in a sense. I was going to pay for it. I just, you know, maybe needed a table or something.
Free tickets.
Well, not free. I was going to pay. You have to look. I've learned this about it. This is anything. But if you think there's an opportunity that you could get something for free, and yeah. I'm not talking about by promoting it illegally on the radio or anything, but I'm just saying, mm-hmm. like, somebody, hey man, I've heard you got whatever, I got one of those you can just have, those kind of things.
Yeah, heard you like blowies, come get
but
a
what you do, you say, I need to pay you for that.
Yep.
You can't just take it in your open arms and accept it. Well, thank you, I thought it would be free. No,
I like going into a situation.
I'll even hand them my debit card and run away.
Yeah.
That's I want to
pay. I like going into the situation preparing to pay. Because that one time we got burned where the guy's like, he gave us the nod, I got you. I'm like, hell yeah, he's got us.
He got you.
He got us all right. Yeah.
And he got us good.
Here's 10% off.
Got you a deal, buddy.
Yeah.
Like thank you for coming out and spending all your money.
Promo code. Which, again, anything's nice. But it was billed as though, hey, don't worry about a thing. I got you. I got this and this and all this taken care of.
But that's the good thing about...
You know who goes above and beyond, I have to say?
Not many people.
I am not kissing... And he probably would never hear about this unless just anybody told him. It's freaking Jesse James Dupree.
Oh, he really does.
Oh, yeah.
That dude, like...
He'll give you service.
You just gave me the name of my next new album, brother. Above and Beyond.
Above and Beyond from Mighty Loud.
Mighty loud, papa.
But like he always like one time, you know, when he was doing Dixie Inc, he invited us all down. I went and he was playing. I forget somewhere, one of them entertainment complexes. Maybe it was Anderson, but maybe I feel like it was further down. I can't remember. But it wasn't the Ted Garrison.
Might have been the Branch.
Yeah, it was one of those places now where they have a lot of concerts and stuff, and it used to be a farm, I think. Anyway,
come on down.
He took us out to dinner before, like with drinks. Like we came to see him, but he went and like went the extra mile. Like, but
he got
his
rooms at the beach.
Oh yeah, that was nice.
God, yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, slightly.
Yeah,
barely.
Someone on multiple occasions.
Someone didn't have transportation, and
I know
it was
car
crazy
service.
He's going to be in the Tombstone remake, Jesse. He's going to be the voice of all the guns. Hey, brother, before you shoot, papaya, papaya, papaya. Yeah.
You know, I almost fully fell for it. Mm-hmm. I remember the time you told me DDP was going to be in a Rob Zombie horror movie. I was like, bull crap, you're crazy. No way. And there he was.
He popped in. The accountability crib was haunted.
Old Falkenberg was there. Saved the day.
You
Falkenberg.
He's shining.
Who's next? Bang. Falkenberg.
Boom.
Because that's DDP's real last name. I just broke kayfabe. I'm sorry.
God, I wonder if he goes back in the club business with Godfather, a.k.a. Papa Shango, a.k.a. Comma.
A.k.a. smokes weed on live television. Like, literally. Like, he's like, Travis Scott ain't going to get one up on me. I'm going to hit, albeit, Travis Scott had a blunt the size of your freaking thumb.
He really did. Those rappers love drugs.
But Comma, our Godfather, he had like the little bait pen. And he sat there and hit it. But there's like a 9-year-old kid sitting right behind him. Like, he's in the crowd. They're like, let's go live now. We got the stars announced tonight. McConaughey's here again. There's Fluffy. Gabriel Iglesias. Gabriel. I don't get that guy. I do not like understand. And that's not to say, I've watched. I don't get. I think it's just because, and I think Fatboy, you said this 1,000 times. He's just very family friendly. You know what you're getting into when you watch.
Yep. I don't know why all comedians don't do that. Why fight it?
Because, man, I think about like with this. Like remember we always lament on the photo shoot that we did years ago where I was told later I was showing my butt, but I not literally, but I didn't want to do all these cornball poses. Yeah. I didn't want to do the Charlie's Angels. I didn't want to be there with duct tape on
Charlie's
my mouth.
Angels.
You know, with, like, such a girl. White girls still do it. They'll still do it. Girls not. They'll say, hey, I'm going to do the guns. You be in the middle.
They don't always match up body types wise, but that's cool, you know.
Right. I mean, that's fine.
Your fingers might be fat as actual guns.
Right. But somebody's got to be the measuring stick there that night. Like, you all can't be 10s. Or even all 7s. Like, you got to throw a 4 in there just to set the pace.
Maybe it seems like a,
you know,
more of a challenge to kind of be that way, or it's like an homage to the TV we grew up with. But also, like, Nate Bargatze, man, he's a top clean comedian right now. And he's made a ton.
Yeah, look how much money Foxworthy made. I mean, albeit he took a lot of it, you know, reinvested it into some big brands and stuff. But, like, he did it just – but
maybe it's
that's
just,
not to say I couldn't do, like, a – I couldn't do, like, a top 40 thing. No. I couldn't do a like a top 40 country, you know what I mean, like a contemporary country.
12 in a row?
I don't think it could. Because it's too much of a like. Look at the number. What like? And I'm fine to. And I don't say give flowers either because I'm a man. I don't say give flowers. I give respect.
You don't give a dap.
Yeah, people say that. You gotta give them their flowers.
Give them flowers.
But like, the face of country radio is Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
I'm.
And I can't really figure out what type
of... It looks like Buddy Holly.
He really does. But, like, that's the thing. It seems like... It seems off-putting if you have a comedian who's, like, really filthy. I feel like you're going out of your way to be filthy. The language or what you talk about, it just seems like...
It's just natural for me.
And then some people are like that. Like, even, like, if you cuss a lot in your normal life, like, to me, it's a distraction. Like, I always think about it. Like,
yeah, but you do.
I don't do it as much.
You do it. You put it on like more. Well, I guess more so than maybe you would in front of your son or family. But
I do it a little more here. But and then it's one of those things that maybe I don't realize that I'm doing. But if I hear somebody else do it a lot, I'm kind of I get focused on the. Like you said, the F word like 30 times in the past 10 minutes. Like what's up? Yeah.
It's like Paige earlier.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it just don't fit. Like people. Just do it just to do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But just, like, it's staying authentic. And the like, I think Jeff Foxworthy probably says cuss words. And I think he probably drops some, maybe not some politically correct jokes from time to time. But in public, he works completely clean. And yep. He's known as, you know. Well, like Cosby, not a good example to use here. But Cosby's entire stand-up career was clean.
Yeah.
I mean, he detested dirty comics.
It just seemed easier crowds to work for, work with. I don't know.
I feel as though it's too easy. I don't like easy jokes. I don't like, I like like I've said before, if I say a joke that 2 out of 10 people get, but those two people are really smart and they got it, like it was a good dry kind of joke,
yeah,
I appreciate that more than just an easy one.
Like,
but then again, we don't know that anyone's laughing because we can't see them.
It is true. You don't get the instant feedback. Like you said, there were a couple lines that Kendrick uses, KDOT, that you thought were really like, you know, like genius. But then I've heard people in the past few days.
Somebody striking chords.
Yeah.
I think that's for what it is, I think it's a brilliant line.
But then I've seen people say, like, he does it too much. Like, he goes out of his way to, like, every line has to be something you have to think about. Now I'm like, if we're at this point of arguing this, then we really need to stop talking about it.
To me, though, that's what conversations are. It's like the Bible. It's like a movie. What did you, man? That was a horrible. Really, I took it as kind of inspirational. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, people's interpretations of what things mean, and like with certain rap songs or any songs really, you know, you look up the lyrics because you're like, hey, am I saying that right? Are they saying that in that one AC/DC song? So you go look up the lyrics. For a time, there used to be a book at the library that you'd go check out for song lyrics. Like now, it's just like do your hands in
little
the air.
little typey fingers,
and you just, oh, okay, so they are saying that. But when you start reading some of the, you're like, dude, I appreciate that. That's not easy. The old school rap, if we're talking about that, was just very easy.
Yeah, it really was. I think it's more so on me now. I don't like to.
You don't have to think too much.
I don't like to deep think.
I really don't. I love it.
I like it just all.
I feed off
overthinking.
That. Not overthinking, but just taking perspectives on situations.
It's the only thing I could identify in my life that I could simplify was to not put too much thought into things. Because I felt like I couldn't control any other aspect other than that.
Oh, that it would have too much control over you.
Like, if you look, like, what can I simplify to make it a little bit easier? Can't really do it with a work schedule, with a workload. Can't really do it with time because you have a schedule and a routine. So maybe anything else as far as, like, what does this mean, you know? And that can go as far as discovering new talent, you know, new people, movies, show, whatever. It's like you want to cap your own, or have some kind of cap.
I mean, like, I'm that way when it comes to maybe, like, TV shows and stuff, you know, or movies. Like, the whole slew of movies I've never seen that.
Oh, God. That I won't get back to.
Amazes people.
I never watched Oppenheimer, and I looked for it the other day, can't find it. And I'm like, okay, out of sight, out of mind. I guess I won't watch it.
I've never watched that movie. I've never watched. God, I'm not even going. I'm gonna close the text out because I hate when I say this stuff.
I want to watch The Monkey. I'll never watch it.
Monkey Shines.
I think it's kind of like that. It's a Stephen King movie. It's coming out in a couple weeks.
The Monkey.
The Monkey.
Oh God.
I want to see it. I ain't gonna watch it. I know I'm not gonna watch it.
Was Shock the Monkey about masturbating?
I mean, probably, but what a weird way to refer to it.
That was Spank the Monkey.
there's a song called Shock the Monkey.
Yeah. Old Cold Chamber, right? With Ozzy.
Shock the
Monkey. Yeah, I don't know what that means. That's.
Well, but.
It's kind of stupid now that I think about it.
I appreciate, though,
that song.
With talking about rap, hip hop, whatever, like, a lot of the lyrics back then were kind of lame. They were, but.
Yeah, where there were two inside, you didn't know.
But the way they didn't, like, I remember that when I first heard this, and again, people get a laugh at this, I don't care. I would hear a certain whatever in a song, and I'm like, what do they mean by that? Like, and again, there was no internet to go look it up on. And here's the truth of the matter. I asked a black friend that I played football with. I said, what up with this? And he says, it's not an actual bird of prey. The ghetto bird is a police helicopter.
Oh, okay. Yep. Makes sense.
Yes. A ghetto bird is a police helicopter. Because I'd heard about ring rats. I'd heard about lot lizards. I didn't know what a ghetto bird was.
Well, you don't know what to say or what not to say until you have that friend who can, you know, steer you right.
Right.
Proper vernacular.
I had a friend like, hey, man, you're my A spoon. He's like, you can't say that.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. Oh, okay.
All right.
I thought that was the whole saying. That is not the whole saying.
No.
This is the whole saying, and you can't say it.
And then you were like, thank you for explaining that to me, because you could have had me, like, decapitated.
A little clarity helps.
Appreciate you.
You're a roll dog. You can say that.
It's Thursday. Coming up here in approximately 1 hour and 10 minutes, we encourage you to listen, obviously.
Listen. Yeah, listen
but
more.
Also, you'll be able to live stream it on YouTube. And then after the show, you'll be able to watch it. A brand new Facebook fussing. A little golf clap on that one.
Thank you, friends.
You got to save the energy for the stage. And then, of course, phone calls. That's always incredibly important. I remember days when they've come in here and they're like, phones are down. I'm like, well, let's just do an old show then. It sucks without having that interaction. So take advantage of it. You can call and text us the same number, 1-800-774-0093. And that is the TLCMotors.com phone line. Don't text and drive. I think calling and driving is permissible.
Oh, that's cool. You can do that.
Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, we're going to find out what happened when a fortune cookie company, they sent out the wrong cookies to the wrong restaurant. And people got a little upset. I'm going to tell you what these cookies said.
God, were they ones from like Spencer's or something?
Well, they're interesting all the same.
Not politically correct. Some old stock from the 90s. Oh, God. Did you order the cream of some young guy? Have you had that?
Oh, number one on the menu.
Yeah. All right. We'll find out about that. These fortune cookies and so much more. It is the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Morning show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Well, this... Oh, let me just say that... Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric today.
Hell yeah, I saw their van yesterday.
I did too. I was like, are they coming up here to
get some free breakers or like what's going on?
Say what's up. I was going to go put an R over the L. Electrical.
I love that.
I want to take a picture of the van.
I know. I did not see Ryan though. I did not see him.
He didn't say hey girl on the bumper?
Hey girl.
So let's begin with this. This will make your Valentine's Day dinner quite memorable if the person that you're with gets the wrong message. So there is a Vietnamese place in Australia that hands out custom
Crikey.
fortune cookies, and customers love it.
Vietnamese Australian food.
Yeah. So they recently ordered a new batch of Valentine's Day cookies, but the fortune cookie made some big mistakes. They got the messages right, but accidentally shipped them to the other restaurant that wanted some normal fortune cookies. Unfortunately for them, they got these, and they're good.
I've heard there's no actual fortunes in the ones in North Korea.
There's really not.
There's nothing inside.
Just a picture of Un.
It's like the fake stores and stuff.
Like when he sends his sister after you to eliminate you.
She's the real, like, Antichrist.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps.
So here's some messages that you might have received if you got the wrong cookies.
I always assume the Antichrist is going to be a dude. But
these days, you know.
Antichrist, you know, I'm a sexist, so I'm assuming he was a guy. So yep. He'd be a woman. I thought it was Oprah Could for be. A while. And then Hillary.
Hmm. Many I always others. Thought it was a boy one. So here's what they say. It wasn't really.
I think they do say son.
It actually. Wasn't really dirty, but they were quite funny. One says, "You're capable of great things, but all you do is look at your phone all day. So you won't be that great. Sorry."
Ooh.
Sorry. And then this one.
Well, that was a little forward.
This one's kind of bad. It says, "This, the year of the snake bears good fortune. Your divorce is coming soon." Then it ended by saying, "The spouse only married you for your money, you ugly C word."
Wow. I was about to say, I was waiting for it to kind of ratchet up a little.
Yeah.
That's the best one.
Because I was expecting like an EMA, you stupid F, or something like that.
I thought it was just going to have some like offensive stuff in it, meaning like, you know.
Like, hey, dummy, you stupid dumb bastard.
Yeah, something like that.
Dumb F, MF, CS.
Stupid. You dumb bitch.
You blind CSer.
You poisoned that food you just needed.
Yeah. You fat CSer. MFer.
If you don't die, you don't have to pay. Also, don't sit down on the toilet if you go to the handicap stall.
Don't do it. Oh, I hate the ones that are anchored into the wall. They don't have a base on them. I'm like, this ain't going to work.
Also, and whatever, physically challenged bathroom, whatever, it's the cool way to call it now. I went to one the other day.
And, challenged bathroom.
There was no handrails in there. And I'm like, if this was someone who was in a chair, like, this is not, I felt like OSHA. Like, I should go and complain. Like, I mean, what are you thinking they're going
to
do?
But don't they legally have to have them? Plus, how are you going to hang your shirt?
I don't know. Now, I don't know if there's a hook on the back of it, but I'm saying the handrails that you use for your legs in there.
I use it for the shirt, too.
Yeah. There was not one. I was like, oh, that's kind of strange. Anyway,
yeah. In other news.
Well, the restaurant that ordered them found out about it when the company emailed them saying that they weren't doing swear words anymore. So they found out about the mistake, and I imagine they made good with the customers and apologized for that.
Mm. Well, doesn't the Sweethearts company do the dirty ones? Little dirty hearts?
Yeah, they the little...
They finally came around to it because they knew everybody else was doing it. You know, they could rub it off.
They're real original makers, but, I mean, that stuff, it's... People could probably print candy at home now that look better than that.
Yeah. And then there were the good ones. The tardy ones were the good ones, not the chalk-tasting ones.
Oh, God, no.
You don't want those.
Mm-mm. It's like the stick from Fun Dip that was just pointless.
God, oh, all the schools, man, they're having their Valentine's parties tomorrow. God, those sucked. You just got candy and cards.
And get your little shoebox together to get your Valentine's all fancy. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I remember thinking, like, if girls really gave you one, like, they really were into you.
No,
and
they gave
like
them
they
to everybody.
Yeah, I know.
Give the icky one to that.
That's where it started. You know, we got mad about everybody gets a game ball now. Everybody gets a trophy. That's not fair if you played but didn't get in or whatever. But the same thing goes for that. Like, no, you shouldn't all get Valentine's Day.
That
keeps the hope alive, though. If you're used to getting them all the time, you're kind of like me thinking, yeah, I'm right here with everybody now.
Nobody's going to give the weird kid a Valentine's because, you know, he's... But it sucks if he don't get any. Well, and everybody else has got shoebox
bowls. Life's not easy.
Hmm.
He should look cuter when he's younger.
Yeah, but would you take the time to tell a girl that you had a crush on her Happy Valentine's Day. I've been staring at you for a year.
I remember the first time I ever told a girl, and I wrote it on a note and put it in her locker, and I walked by her real fast. I said, check your locker. I did. I walked by real fast. I was like, check your locker.
You had game.
No, I was a pussy. I was like, that was hot, or like if I was a young girl.
You wait for the response.
Well, I was scared.
I flipped a girl's lock around on her locker multiple times, and she still doesn't like me to this day.
Oh, wow.
Probably. I'm sure you gave her many reasons to not like you, fat boy.
They still make them where you can pop them, like the old days.
Oh, I don't know.
It was so easy. Oh, I forgot my combo. Oh, hold on. You that little thing?
I know one local school doesn't have lockers anymore because where the lockers were, a lot of kids were going to fight. Oh. So they're like, nobody's going to get a locker.
Oh, wow.
Huh. I don't know if every high school is like that now.
Or they put, you know, fireworks in there.
God. I mean, look, like doing what you did, you had to put it through the little slit, right? The grill in the locker?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way of getting in them.
I don't know why there are even slits in there. I mean, unless you, it was like breathing. Why was there slits in the locker in case you had something in there, like food or something, I guess?
I guess, but we didn't go to them much. It's not like you could decorate them.
Maybe it's like if you put stinky clothes in there, you need to kind of air it out a little bit.
Or like if you want to fart in somebody's locker.
Yeah. Hey, let me get on your shoulders. Look at a top locker.
Like, nah, dude, my neck.
Dude, that was the worst, having a bottom locker. God bless it.
Why? Because
you got to get down on the floor.
Oh, okay.
That's why I quit school.
Gotcha. People's backpacks hitting you in the shoulder when they walk by. God, I don't miss school.
Except for the girls, like, they were already, like, you know, had big knockers. Like, then you could look down the shirts while they're thumbing through their combinations.
Yeah. You've never changed.
No, always. Once a pervert, always one.
You'd elbow your buddy and say, look, dude.
Oh, look down.
Drop something down there.
You can see, I think she's B cup, man.
All right, Mom Paige, and those are your eyes, guys, headlines.
Thanks so much, Paige. Yeah.
Hey, look at those fat blinkers.
It wasn't a check yes or no. That's a funny text. It was, hey, you want to do something sometime. But this was in middle school, like sixth grade. So, like, it would have been my dad taking us.
I don't think
she ever even acknowledged the note at all.
The flat top should have got her.
It wasn't flat top years.
Did you draw out the two fingers in the tongue?
No. This was the year when I forgot to the last minute that it was picture day, and my mom gave me a sweater, and it was my dad's sweater, and it was like three times too big for me. And I just looked like hell. It's awful.
Didn't buy you school clothes?
I forgot it was picture day, and it's like, ooh, we got to get you some good.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama, take his sweater. It's your daddy's, but you'll wear it fine, or whatever she said.
See that picture.
That was the one on my Topps card with I had the mullet.
That was a big sweater.
Yeah, it's a huge sweater. Yeah. Thank you, Paige.
It was a big one.
It was no coochie.
It was close. Might have been a crawl, can I?
It might have been. What is up in sports?
So, we have an update on the John Rocker, Patrick Mahomes situation.
Staged.
It had to have been, right?
Yep. We said it. We said, this is awkward. Now, I'm paranoid as hell on most things.
Yeah.
The fat boy, he even said, yeah, this. Why would this be like this right now?
Actually, I guess my question is, was it staged or did somebody see an opportunity real quick? Because when I saw the video of the announcement, I'm like, okay.
Before the announcement, we thought it was staged. Even when you go back and watch it, Rocker, the news or the press or whatever will say, John Rocker threw a beer on him. He threw the cup at the ground.
Yep.
And there was maybe like an inch or two of beer in it. I mean,
I should have known when the guy in the background says, hey, is that Johnny Rocker?
That's what I also said. No one ever called him Johnny Rocker. And also, I don't know that he's that recognizable, really. I mean, he's athletic looking for sure, but I don't know. It just seemed afoul of me. But I'm a wrestling fan. I always get worked.
We don't know if he has a temper or not.
Dax Harwood convinced me I was going to his house to drink tequila. I'm easily worked. All right, sports next. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Oh, God. Not a god about this part. Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles.
Oh, Lord,
that's
yes.
Good. That's mooey, mooey good.
I was wanting to invite Jug back for a second day.
It was fun. I'm in, oh God, about this part. I didn't. So we saw the video, knew about the confrontation between Patrick Mahomes Sr. and John Rocker.
Yeah.
On Bourbon Street at the Super Bowl. So as I'm scrolling through my timeline, I see old Presidente pop up. Old Portnoy.
Oh, I thought you meant Don.
So I thought he was just, you know, commenting on the situation. Well, he was. Turns out, I'm like, is he working us? It's booked for a fight, a pay-per-view fight in April.
Okay, so then
And rowdy.
Then that's absolutely.
Now I want to know who filmed it on Bourbon Street.
Exactly. Tony Zapruder Jr.
Where were they? From what I can gather, this fight card is like 15 to 20 fights.
And it's also in a. This is billed as the night after the Super Bowl, correct? This film. Was shot.
I don't know if it was before,
but it was Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Was there a bar area down there that was that dead? Because if you notice, that's kind of like it seems like it wasn't even shot that weekend.
No,
maybe I'm overthinking this like hell. But it from the get go just. I even said to you, I was like, even though he's not like that recognizable, Patrick, Pat Mahomes, the dad. Like, you might not you'd have to be, like, a really deep fan to really know. So why would that person be filming him all of a sudden? Because he's filming him walking around before Rocker even pops into the frame.
I can understand John Rocker doing this fight. You know, we get that. I really feel bad for Patrick Mahomes.
Son.
Yeah, Patrick. Because his family kind of, besides the mom... His family's really, like, you know, embarrassed him and put him through a whole lot.
What's up with the brother? Because I saw a video of him yesterday. People were talking about how aloof he is.
Yeah.
Like, he really you is. Know, the red carpet of the Super Bowl, which is lame. Let's be honest. It's lame. And they were like, whatever his name is, they're like screaming his name, and he just walks by like he's all got a lot of anxiety, which he may. I'm not making fun of a condition if he's got it, but he's just walking through like he's. Is too he, good or problematic in a sense?
He's a YouTuber slash influencer who's had allegations against him. He's had feuds with other celebrities.
Well, that's why he wasn't wanting to answer questions then.
Then you look at Dad, Pat Mahomes, who's had
that liquor.
Multiple DUIs that he's always in the news with or has been. Yeah. And then now you got this fight. I mean, they're both embarrassing their son, who is an NFL superstar. So all this stuff's going to make the news. So you got to figure at some point, Patrick's like, could you guys please stop?
So does he have a, does Patrick, let's just say football and baseball, just so we keep it on the same thing. Because I go back and forth. Because I call him Patty Mahomes, the football player, call him Patty. I don't know why. But, I mean, I don't remember those two feuding in back in the day in football, in baseball or anything.
I don't either.
But
two pitchers.
He's had this, everybody just sort of, bookies, gambling, everybody always just said, yeah, you can get your third one. You're making history right now. People that's already saying you don't want to see it, you should want to see it. It's going to be history. It's already done. Then he goes in and gets his ass whipped.
Bad
and
game.
Then this happens. Like, it's been a bad week
since
Patrick Mahomes.
Since Patrick Mahomes has gotten to the league, it's always been something about somebody in the family. Other than the mom. The mom, for the most part, seems, you know, to pretty much, you know, mind her business. Like, she keeps everything out of the spotlight. But these other two are loose cannons.
I can identify with that sense, in a way.
Even had trouble with his wife's situation for a little bit, you know? Like, there was a couple things about her going around. It's like,
can identify with that.
He couldn't get away. Not as bad as what Saquon's, you know,
oh, God.
Baby mama's going through.
God,
oh, wow. We out of here, but go read those old tweets.
God, that's the thing. Think before you tweet. We should say that more than we say whatever the other one was.
Especially if you partake in a little Sweet. Hashtag game that says, you know, hey, change this word of a movie to this awful word.
To make it bad, and then you go like the word. It's like the John Legend's wife, those weird tweets she was making. And, like, you can try to defend them all day, but you were still making pedophile jokes.
Or those videos.
That's not funny.
Now, do I make those jokes sometimes? Yes. Not in print. It's different. It's just, it's different to read it than to hear it. Because you don't hear my tone or whatever. And when I joke, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't make excuses or fun of the victims. I think the people that are pedophiles should absolutely be roasted and lambasted every day. Absolutely. We should make them be scared to be pedophiles.
Of course.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
The Saquon baby mama tweets are like, when you get to the point of, I like calling my mom this word.
Somebody's been drinking a lot of wine, just sitting there on the phone getting their nails done or something.
Like, you don't have to tweet everything.
I don't know. All right. So we'll break.
Yeah, we probably should.
Okay.
I don't want to, honestly. But
yeah, also, no one, just reading text, no one cares about that fight. No one's going to, like, what is this? Is it supposed to be some kind of race fight now? Because Rocker's so... He's not really just racy. He's just very, like,
yeah.
He stands on his island and defends it against everyone.
What's he going to prove, though? That's what I'm...
It's going to be hard to see.
Rocker's in better shape now than he looked like he was playing ball.
He's still jacked.
Freaking...
We're talking about Johnny Rocker.
Yeah. Is that Johnny Rocker over there? My God.
He's going to kick his butt.
All right. Thank you. We're going to take a break. Here in about 30 minutes or so, we encourage you, if you haven't yet, do us a favor. And I know you hear this 1,000 times a day. Go like our subscribe or whatever the hell, YouTube.
Smash it.
Yeah, don't smash it. Just gently like it. Hit that little bell thing that'll send you the notifications, and then you'll know. People live by that. I don't like it myself, just being very honest with you, because people I follow, like, I'll watch them when I get there. I ain't going to run them up thing now. But, I mean, it's a different animal. So, YouTube at The Rise Guys. YouTube at The Rise Guys. Go in and like it. Set the notifications up, and you'll see and hear a brand new Facebook fuss and coming up in 30 minutes.
Wake up!
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Like when they bicker back and forth, that's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.